You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight after 7, it's live coverage of President Trump's announcement of his new Supreme Court Justice nominee. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, a major change of policy. The Boy Scouts of America has announced that it will allow transgender boys to enroll in scouting programs all across the United States. Here's Chief Scout Executive Michael Serbaugh, who announced the change in a video statement yesterday.
After weeks of significant conversations at all levels of our organization, we realized that referring to birth certificates as the reference point is no longer sufficient.
The policy change comes about after a transgender boy in New Jersey was barred from the organization about a month after joining, a story that made national headlines. The Boy Scouts have been criticized in the past as being reluctant to embrace social change, but in recent years the group has moved away from bans on gay scouts and gay adult leaders in the organization, all moves that our next guest says were steps in the right direction.
Justin Wilson is with us now to talk more about this shift in policy. He's the executive director of the group Scouts for Equality. He's also an Eagle Scout and has spent over 15 years as a registered member of the Boy Scouts of America and has held numerous positions within the organization. He lives in Boulder, Colorado, but is a former resident of Madison, Wisconsin. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So first off, Justin, what was your reaction when this news broke yesterday?
Well, I was surprised it happened as quick as it did, but instantly I just felt a lot of excitement and I was very elated to hear it. I was also instantly proud of the Boy Scouts for taking this step more or less on their own, really showing that they are now ready and willing to keep up with our society as it changes.
It seemed to come as a surprise to some people. Why do you think they made this decision at this particular point in time?
Well, I think that as they were thinking over this one young boy who had been removed from the program, I can only think that they thought of the human impact of how it was not fair for that young boy. And I think they also wanted to avoid any prolonged public battles on this topic. They fought the inclusion of gay, bisexual, and lesbian members for over 30 years. And so I just don't think they wanted to get back into that situation again.
And as we were talking about earlier, this change may have been brought about in part, at least, due to a case out of New Jersey. Can you tell us about that story in more detail?
Yeah, so Joe Maldonado, an 8-year-old transgender boy, had asked his mom if he could join Cub Scouts. She cautiously allowed him to join, and about a month afterwards, a parent in the unit complained. And he was told by the Boy Scouts that he could not be in Cub Scouts any longer. So he was very brave, and him and his mom decided to speak out about this. So they spoke out, their story was heard, and we saw a lot of public support quickly come to Joe and supporting him in his efforts to rejoin scouting.
It's a time when across the country, different states are still working out how they're going to approach transgender rights, what sorts of policies they want to make. And so the Boy Scouts here are maybe taking a stance that might not be completely in step with what some states themselves decide. How do you think that part of it will end up playing out?
Yeah, so the Boy Scouts as a national organization needs a comprehensive national policy. And what they've done now is actually pretty much in line with the federal guidance we've gotten so far for schools in relation to transgender children. And so I think they're actually pretty closely aligned with where the federal government is at this point.
So does that mean that the Boy Scouts themselves are also coming from a position of agreement within the scouting community, the families who are part of the Scouts organization?
You know, it's difficult to say what level of agreement there would be if we were to put this out to the public scouting community. I suspect many people support it. I suspect many people might have questions or not support it. But what we're hoping is that the Boy Scouts will be able to, over time, produce resources which can help educate people on this topic so that they're less afraid of it.
And what sort of reaction have you heard so far?
From the folks that we work with, just overwhelmingly positive, a lot of surprise that the Boy Scouts did this proactively, and a lot of people who are just grateful that their child if they're transgender, no longer has to be afraid of being in Boy Scouts and being open and honest about themselves.
We're talking right now with Justin Wilson from the group Scouts for Equality about the Boy Scouts' decision to allow transgender boys to join their ranks. And Justin, the Boy Scouts, they've been criticized in the past as a group that has been painted sometimes as reluctant to change. Do you think that with this announcement that that is changing and they're moving in a different direction?
Absolutely. It doesn't change who they are fundamentally as an organization, because as an organization, fundamentally, they're just a great organization that provides tremendous value to millions of kids throughout the country. And so what I think we're seeing is that as the times are changing, they are now finally getting in step with that, and they've got leadership at the top of the organization that's willing to make the tough decisions sometimes to stay in step with society rather than to lag behind it.
Right, and given that, I mean, do you think that this decision has been made from the inside, or do you think that the Scouts could be, in part at least, responding to social pressure or political pressure?
Undoubtedly, the media response to Joe being kicked out certainly triggered some discussions within the Boy Scouts. But compared to the work that we did for the inclusion of lesbian, gay, and bisexual Scouts and leaders, we really did very little, almost nothing here to push the Boy Scouts. And so I think that this is a great example of the Boy Scouts looking inside internally and just simply making the right choice.
Justin Wilson is with us right now from the group Scouts for Equality, and we're talking about the Boy Scouts' recent decision to allow transgender boys to join the Scouts.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you make of this change to allow transgender boys in the Boy Scouts? Is it important for scouting to be more inclusive, or is this just caving into political pressure? If you have scouting in your background, let us know what you think. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue our conversation in just a bit here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation now with Justin Wilson, Executive Director of the group Scouts for Equality. We're talking about the Boy Scouts' decision to allow transgender boys to join the organization, and you can join in at 800-642-1234.
And we want to hear from you. What do you make of this policy change? If you were a scout or work with the Scouts organization, what do you think of it? And do you think it is important for scouting to be more inclusive? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Justin, what do you think happens if individual troops of Boy Scouts or units disagree with a decision like this? Do they have any recourse?
You know, that's a good question. The policy change appears to be national in scope and final, so I don't think there's going to be any further changes to it. However, there's still some answers that are a little bit unclear in terms of how this will be implemented in local units. And what I suspect we're going to see is the Boy Scouts working with families on an individual basis to make sure that their child ends up in a scout troop that not only allows them to be there, but actually truly accepts them and uplifts them for who they are. So that's what I hope we'll see from the Boy Scouts.
We're going to take our first caller now at 800-642-1234. We've got Jesse on the line in Sturgeon Bay. Jesse, hi.
Hi, how's it going, guys? Love the show.
Good. What did you want to share?
I actually became an Eagle Scout back in 2006, and I find the inclusiveness that we're beginning to see now to be very, well, forward-moving for them, especially after what happened with all the humdrum over the anti-gay and everything that they had started back in 2011, 2012, or whatever. I'm just really glad that we're moving forward as an organization and becoming more inclusive of other people's.
And Jesse, are you surprised by this move at all?
No. Personally, I think that eventually we should all be moving forward, and I'm really glad that they are. I guess I would be a little surprised that it's happening now with everything that's going on politically and all the other things. But when we look at it, we have a very divisive country over things like this, but we are moving more and more retroactively towards goals of inclusiveness among other people.
Jesse, thanks a lot for the comments and the kind words about the show. And Justin, Jesse saying this is a good direction for the Scouts, and he thinks it's forward-looking of them.
And I'm glad to hear that. You know, some people say that when the Boy Scouts made their policy changes related to gay adult leaders, that they were forced into it, that the Boy Scouts wouldn't make changes like that on their own. And I think yesterday's decision shows that they are willing to make these decisions on their own, and they can make good decisions to become more inclusive. So we're very proud of them.
Jesse, thanks a lot. And we move next to Robert joining us in Milwaukee. Robert, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good,
I just
thanks.
Wanted to say that I was a Cub Scout, and it was, you know, it was lots of fun. It was cool. And I guess I just, in thinking about this now and thinking about the whole issue, and I just, you know, I'm kind of wondering why in this day and age it has to be a boys-only group at all. Why is it called Boy Scouts? Why can't it just be called, you know, Scouts?
Interesting, Robert. Thanks for that question. Justin, what do you say to that?
No, I think that's a great observation. And personally, I would love it if we allowed troops the option to include whatever genders they want. Right now, we're focusing on the big accomplishment that Joe's made today by allowing transgender boys, and we're going to make sure that goes smoothly. Once that's in place, we'll continue to monitor the Boy Scouts and see if there's any other ways that we can continue to encourage them to become even more diverse and inclusive.
Robert, thanks a lot for the question. And Justin, other than the genders and the cookies, I mean, are the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts demonstrably different in culture and the kinds of things that they do with kids?
Well, I don't know a lot about the Girl Scout program in terms of what they do on a daily basis with the kids, but I can tell you organizationally and structurally, they are very different organizations, a lot more than we have time to go into today. But suffice to say, they're very different organizations, and I understand that they operate differently.
Robert, thanks again. And we'll go next to Jerry from Waukesha. Jerry calling us at 800-642-1234. And Jerry, what do you think?
Well, I'm a little bothered, to say the least. Like I explained earlier, my son's been a scout since he was a Cub Scout. He's almost an Eagle Scout. He's been in the organization about 10 years. And Scouts, Boy Scouts of America, is one of the last fabrics of America and Americana that hasn't been desecrated by political correctness. So my concern is that the individual that the changes were made for is going to sign up as the gender that he associates with. Is that he or she?
Well, it would be Justin, you were answering.
Yeah,
I'll let you go ahead.
Yep, that'd be he. Yep, he.
Yeah, so if he is of the alternate sex, he then will be using the women's restroom and bunking with the female scout leaders as opposed to the general population. Is that correct?
The Boy Scouts have not released any details around lodging arrangements in relation to this policy, but I would expect that this transgender boy would share the same facilities as the other boys.
And Justin, what about what Jerry said about the organization he thought was being desecrated by political correctness? It hadn't been until this point. What do you think about it? Is it being overly politically correct?
Well, first of all, I thank him and commend him for sharing a view that is in opposition to what I'm sharing, for having the courage to do that. And I don't see this as an issue of political correctness. I see this as an issue of trying to not do any harm to this little boy who wants to be in scouting, and to try to expand the scouting program to allow as many families as possible to participate.
Thanks for that call, Jerry. Appreciate that. And we're going to go next to David in the Wisconsin Dells. Hi, David.
Hi. I was an Eagle Boy Scout. It's been a while. I'm in my 60s now, but I'm totally opposed to this. I think a child, and they are children at 11 years old when you go into Boy Scouts, shouldn't be determining their sexual orientation. I think they should live within the skin that they were born with, and they should be pointed maybe towards a minister or a counselor, and not encouraged to be a living life that they weren't born to live. And then, like I said, I'm totally opposed to it.
David, thanks for the comments. And Justin, what do you say to David?
Yeah, so this is something that's new for some people, and I would encourage people like David to try to find families with transgender individuals in them that they can speak to and learn more about this. This is not a fleeting thing in this child's life. When a child identifies as transgender, it's something that is consistent, persistent, and insistent are some of the words we use to describe how they describe themselves. And I defer to the psychologists and the psychiatrists on this who support the idea that children should be allowed to self-identify with their gender identity at a young age.
And Justin, does this decision pertain only to Boy Scouts? Sounds like that's 11 years up and older. Or is it also for the younger kids, the Eagle Scouts?
So this is for Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, which are the two boys-only programs. And there's also a co-ed program called Venturing. And they had already said that transgender youth were welcome in Venturing because of the nature of that program already including boys and girls.
And Justin, there are challenges for organizations like the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts as they go into the future and they face competition from things like technology. Just briefly, do you see a strong future ahead for the Boy Scouts?
Absolutely. There's a lot of competing interest right now, but the values and the lessons in scouting are timeless. I'm involved as a troop leader now, and every month we have scouts who bring friends with who are excited to go out and learn these outdoorsman skills. So I think scouting's here to stay.
Justin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Justin Wilson, the Executive Director of Scouts for Equality, and he joined us to talk about the Boy Scouts of America's decision to allow transgender boys to join the organization.